What's going on, my people? This is Alex Pardo. You're listening to episode 250 on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's up? What's going on, guys? Hope everybody is doing amazing. And I just want to give you a heads up that I have been like out of commission for almost about a week now. I'm starting to feel better, but I'm getting over a bad cold. I'm not sure like what hit me, but in the process, I completely lost my voice. And now I'm starting to come out on the other side of it. So if I sound a little different, or if I kind of, you know, strain to put this podcast together, my apologies. I promise to make it worth your while with the content. So, you know, just kind of bear with me if I have to, you know, pause to drink some water or, you know, catch my breath, because I am completely straining my voice here. But I wanted to, you know, keep the podcast rolling, make sure that these episodes are published Mondays and Thursdays, like I promised about 2.5 years ago. And it just blows my mind that we are 250 episodes in, which based on most podcasting standards, that's pretty damn good. Although I do know several others that have published many, many more shows. But for me, it's not necessarily about the quantity of the episodes, but about the quality. And I just really appreciate all the feedback I'm getting. We're getting more 5-star rating and reviews in iTunes, which I'm super, super grateful for. And I know the podcast is leaving its mark. It's making an impact. It's helping people. And so just wanted to share that with you. I really, really thank you. So guys, on 250, I know the last 2 or 3 episodes, I've kind of gone solo. I'm going to go with the trifecta here. This is episode 250. So I wanted to tackle this on my own. And I promise episode 252 will be a guest expert that I interview. And I got some really, really cool guests lined up here. So guys, on this one, I wanted to take a page out of my good friend, John Martinez's book. You know, if you guys know, I put my team through John Martinez's REI sales training. This is probably going on 2 years now that I put him through his 12-week academy. And, you know, I want to encourage you guys, in the show notes page, you guys will have links where we will link back to 2 episodes I did with John Martinez. You guys can go to flipempire.com/episode78 and then flipempire.com/episode80. And then I'm also going to include the links to, so John's like top student, somebody who's become a good friend of mine, Greg Helbeck. I also had him on the show. I'll include the links to those episodes as well. But, you know, I was recently doing some acquisition sales training with my team, and we were role-playing. And role-playing has really been instrumental in getting my acquisitions manager where he needs to be. And he's come such a long way. It's because of all the training we're doing, the training that he went through with John. And we were listening to a sales call, to an appointment that he went on, where, you know, he absolutely nailed setting the stage. In other words, using advanced agreements, building rapport with the seller, getting the seller to know, like, and trust him. I mean, he absolutely nailed it, you know, like just textbook. But however, when he sat down with the seller, he kind of started jumping right into the numbers and jumping right into the comps. And we had like a 90-minute training, and it was probably one of the better ones we had, because there was so much content that we were able to, so many teaching moments and lessons that we were able to talk to him about just by listening to the sales call. And what I realized is, you know, and kind of what I want to focus episode 250 on here is, when you meet with a seller, number one, it's important that you focus on them, their challenges, their problems, and your solution, your offer, whatever that may look like, whether it's a cash offer, whether it's a terms offer, and the terms is something I'm going to talk about on the coming episode. It needs to be something that helps the seller. You know, our purpose here for our company is to help sellers with unwanted properties in South Florida. The way that we do that is by truly believing that we can help them, listen to them, trust them, have them trust us, and build rapport in the process. One of the things that, you know, we kind of had to remind our acquisition manager, which he knows, but when he sat down at that appointment, he just kind of jumped right into the numbers. I said, look, without pain, there is no sale. So you have to take the seller down a certain process, a certain path to either realize, hey, this seller has pain, we can help them, or this seller doesn't need us and it's not in their best interest to sell us the property at a discount or to sell us the property, period. Maybe they're better off keeping the property, or maybe they're better off listing the property with an agent because they could get more. They don't necessarily need the money right now. And so the doorway to pain is by asking the seller what's called problem questions. Okay. And what problem questions help you do is it zeroes in on the seller's problem and figures out, you know, it allows you to figure out if we can even help these people. So I'm just going to share with you some problem type questions that you can ask the seller, right? So, you know, hey, Mr. Seller, what made you decide to reach out to us? Like what ultimately led you to want to meet with me here? And then just shut up, right? That's an example of a problem question. Another problem question could be, you know, Mr. Seller, what were you hoping I would be able to do for you here today, right? That's an example of a problem question. Or was there anything else or anything specific that you were hoping to figure out today, okay? Another type question is, you know, oftentimes my acquisitions manager says, hey, Alex, you know, this seller wants retail or they're not willing to go down. An example of a question you might be able to ask them is, look, Mr. Seller, I understand you're looking for X price. If you were going to sell for a little less, why would you? Okay. Or how could this work for you? Or why might this benefit you? These are all examples of problem questions. This is kind of the doorway, the pathway to lead to potential pain. And if the seller has no pain, chances are you can't really help them. You might be able to get creative and structure a some sort of seller finance deal or something like that. But chances are, if there's no pain, your solution is not what's really what they really need. You know, maybe they just need to keep the property. Maybe they need to list it with the realtor, try to sell it on their own. It really just depends, right? After problem questions, you got to take them, you got to pivot and transition into what's called impact questions. Essentially, guys, impact questions test and help to validate the problems, you know. So essentially you want to make sure the conversation you're having with the seller is going down the right path. You know, it allows you to discover the true impact of their situation, you know, and also what this does, guys, is it increases motivation. It increases the urgency for them to take some sort of action, whatever that might be. And so some examples of impact questions, guys, are, you know, let's say a seller starts telling you about a situation. Let's say they're a burnt out landlord. They just finished going off on a rant about how the tenant did a number on the place, how they weren't paying. You know, you can ask a simple question like, you know, how did that make you feel? Right? That's an example of an impact question. Or, you know, Mr. Seller, how long has that been going on? Right. And granted, guys, in between these questions in the conversation, you want to use other tactics and techniques like, you know, softening statements, you know, Socratic questions. There's a lot of these tools that you can use and you have to kind of sprinkle in into the conversation. But for now, I kind of just want to focus on the heart of the sales call, which is taking them down the path of pain by asking them problem questions, impact questions, and then what I'm going to get to in a few minutes are picture perfect questions. But a few more example of impact question is, you know, is that a big deal? Like, has that really had an impact on your life or your situation? There's a ton of these types of questions you can ask them. It could even be something seriously like saying like, really, you know, and then having them really, what you guys want to do is you want to ask questions, you want to listen, you want to ask follow-up questions, continue to build rapport and trust throughout this process, and ultimately try to figure out what direction you want to take these people in with your offer. Like, can your offer truly help these people? And then finally, my voice is starting to give out on me here, but finally, you want to ask picture perfect questions. And essentially, picture perfect questions are building a bridge between where the prospect is and where you want to be. Okay. Impact questions help the prospect understand, you know, just gain a better picture of where they are, gain some clarity, where picture perfect questions are there to understand where the seller is and how you can bridge the gap between where they are and where they need to be so that ultimately they take some type of action. Okay. Some examples of picture perfect questions, you know, look, Mr. Seller, paint me a picture. Let's say you get exactly what you're looking for. You sell this property. What does life look like for you then? What are you doing? Where are you living? How are you experiencing life? Just kind of paint a picture for me. Okay. Or, hey, Mr. Seller, if I gave you a magic wand, you could wave it at your problems. What would things look like on the other side? Or what would that feel like? What would that look like? You know, these are what you're trying to do is put the seller, you want the seller in their mind to go to where they ultimately want to go to. Okay. Paint me a picture. Imagine, let's suppose the magic wand scenario. Those are all picture perfect type questions. So here's my question to you. Are you using tools like this at the sales appointment, or are you just kind of winging it? Because these are the types of tools that allow you to help more people and close more deals. Okay. And again, these are things that, you know, two years ago plus, we weren't doing these things and we were still getting deals. But when we started to be more purposeful about using these tools for the good, right, to really help these people, not to manipulate people, not to beat people into submission, that's not what you want to do. Okay. You want to act with integrity. You want to truly be there to solve a need and help these people. These are the tools that help you bridge that gap. So I really want to encourage you guys to listen to that episode I did with John Martinez and Greg Helbeck. Those links will be in the show notes page. And if you guys have any questions about that specific training, I know at the time John was offering a very, very, I'm kind of at a loss for words here. Generous discount on that training. I think that's still open. If you guys want to take advantage of that, take a look at it. Don't quote me on that though. But either way, just listen to those podcast episodes, coupled with the ones that Greg Helbeck did, coupled with this one. And I think these are the tools that you need to be equipped with to really help people and close more deals. So guys, that's all I got on today's episode. I will connect with you soon. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.